News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
If you want to get in touch with the show, 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, is with us. All right, Sean, best of luck to you. Can you break down where all of this money is going and how it's going to be spent?
Good challenge for a Tuesday or Wednesday morning. Helpful if I even knew the day. The majority of the money that was announced, is $505 million package, obviously is going towards the excise cuts that we're seeing across fuel stations at the moment. And even psychologically, I think the government is feeling some relief with a lot of people looking at diesel under €2 in many stations across the country. And then you have the targeted measures in it. That's towards farming. And the hauliers, when it comes to farmers, about 120,000 farmers, 1,500 agricultural contractors are going to be eligible. It'll be a single application process that is probably going to open next week or the following week, with payments following in a couple of weeks' time. €100 million, €15 million of that going towards fisheries and aquaculture. And essentially, alongside the different excise cuts, this is going to be a major reduction to green diesel and will equate to, the government says, €274 off a fill of 1,000 litres of green diesel. Now, of course, that price has almost doubled since February, so it's not even meeting up the full difference in the cost, but is going some way to offsetting it for the agriculture sector. The other side of it then is in relation to haulage. A bit more clear how this is going to operate. It's going to be direct payments. Those payments will be based on how many vehicles those operators have that are over 3.5 ton in weight. They're going to get €1,350 per first five vehicles in their fleet, if you like, and then for number 6 to 20 it'll be €790, and for any vehicle above 21, so in larger fleets, it'll be €300 per vehicle. And the Department of Transport estimates that the average licensed haulier has 17 vehicles, so they will get €16,230 a month. That will be backdated to March, the same with the farm payments, and go until at least July, potentially longer, with the government having an option to extend it. Also, there is going to be bus services brought into this as well. So, I say the likes of the operators for the local link that are under contract with the NTA and school transport services that are done through the Department of Education, they will also qualify for this payment. And in what was a fairly late addition, only agreed on Monday night, also some of the construction sector is going to be able to apply for it. So it will apply to construction contractors, quarry truck drivers as well, basically to cover vehicles that the government considers essential for construction. And we'll find out what that full list is this morning.
That is fairly comprehensive in terms of an explanation, Sean. Fair play to you. It's also deeply confusing. Go back for a second. The hauliers, you said that am I right in saying that the amount given per truck tails off the more trucks each haulier owns?
That's right. So the explanation of it being that they want to front load it towards smaller haulage companies that they believe are more likely to be struggling at the moment and not to be getting through. Therefore, why there is the larger payment, that €1,350 for the first five. And then it does get smaller the larger the fleet is. So if you've got 50 trucks, say, just to pick a number, 30 of those will be getting €300 per truck, whereas your first few will be bigger earners, I suppose, or more heavily subsidised.
But surely the hauliers would say, well, it's not like my second half of my fleet sips diesel at a lower rate than the other half.
No. Now, the hauliers have welcomed this, fair to say. They've been fairly foursquare behind, and obviously were part of negotiating it. I think part of it is, look, they had to put a cap on it somewhere, and they think that the larger companies are likely to have larger contracts, maybe bigger economies of scale that they could negotiate themselves and would be able to get through it better. But they also were thinking, look, we have to draw a line under this. If you were doing €1,350 per vehicle for some of those large hauliers, the bill could be massive already. €16,000 a month for, say, your average haulier who is getting up to 17 vehicles is a huge amount to subsidise. You're talking getting up, what, for the 5 months that it's going to operate, that'll really test my maths, but somewhere in the region of €80,000 per company. And that's just for your average company. So you can see where the huge amount of money is going. And I guess they wanted to draw a line under it somewhere. It should be said that this is very similar to a scheme that they ran after the war in Ukraine. So basically, they've just dusted it off and brought it back to the table, albeit with higher limits. I think for the highest payment that was available under that last one was 1,200 euro a month. It's been brought up to 1,350. And then for the larger ones, it used to be 200 euro per truck for numbers 21 and up. And now going up 33% to that, or 50% rather, to that 300 figure.
And then, do you have any insight into the practicalities of the application of the scheme when it comes to farmers and when it comes to construction sector workers? Do you just put in an application saying, here's the details of my fleet, or I drive this van, I use this much diesel, give me money?
Yeah, for the farmers, certainly it is going to be based on consumption last year for the similar time. So obviously they are into a particularly intensive few months when it comes to use of fuel at the minute and needing to be out in the fields or whatever it else is that they're doing. And so it will be a submission based on, right, here's what I have in my fleet, here's the fuel that I used last year and can prove it, you would hope, through receipts. And the subsidies that are given will be based on that, will be a percentage of it given back, the exact ins and outs of, not 100% sure yet, we'll see that in the next while. But they're saying, look, single application point and based on consumption last year to provide, I suppose, you know, some sort of guarantee that there, you don't have farmers just claiming to have these massive fleets that they don't have, or maybe disproportionate costs that don't actually exist. It will be pegged to a similar point, I suppose, a reference point of that being last year.
Sean, fair play to you. I strongly recommend, after all that, that you take the rest of the day off. It's well deserved. Sean Defoe there, News Talk's political correspondent. We will be talking more about that a little bit later on and getting the analysis of an economist as to the practicalities of delivering all of this and how targeted it is. Because, of course, the big challenge in this system or in this scheme was making sure that it got to those who are in need, but didn't end up spending massive public money on those who aren't. A little bit later on the program, we will get to that.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.